Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of NFL Draft Triple Take, brought to you by UPMC. I'm Mike Pursuta, joined as always by Matt Williamson and Dale Lawley. We're getting ready for the NFL Draft, and we are doing that on a position-by-position basis. Today, we take a look at the running backs on our big board, and yes, we have a big board. And Matt, I don't know about you, but I think running backs are starting to get a little more popular in the Sunday League than maybe they were several years back.
No question, especially weapons. If you look at it just as an offensive weapon that can affect the receiving game, split out wide, you know, you're seeing all these running quarterbacks, so a lot of teams are going empty and having the quarterback as the runner. But if you're running back, you know, like a guy like Gibbs, for example, is a great receiver, you don't lose much. You know, I mean, you still really put these linebackers in flux. So this class overall was really hard for me to narrow down the top five. I think it's a really deep group, a really good group of running backs joining the league this year.
Yeah, I think when you look at this group, you see we have, what, 8 or 9 guys on the board here. Mm-hmm. There probably could have easily had 12 guys on our board here to pick from if we went to 6. You know, if we picked our top 6, I think you're going to see a little more variance here than you've seen in some of our other videos.
Yeah, I think they're out there to be had. It's just a question of when teams are going to want to pull the trigger.
I think it's kind of like the 2017 draft when you look at how deep that one was in terms of the overall depth here. And, well, Bijan Robinson is a stud. So
pretty good. Matt, why don't you lead us off and give us your top five in whatever order you choose to.
This is a guy I have mixed feelings about, is Zach Evans. He is extremely talented, a 5-star recruit type of player, great burst. Just a lot of inconsistencies, and I wonder if he gets those things ironed out. Interested what he's like at the next level. He's kind of a boom or bust type of guy. I have A-Chain at 4, and I had mixed feelings about him too. I mean, he handled an every down role for A&M this past year. Spiller went the league. They handed it to him. He's very small, but he has remarkable track speed. That shows up, and I mentioned, you know, being a weapon. He is just a weapon. I don't think he's going to get 20 touches a game or anything like that, but he can change the game very quickly. UCLA's Zach Charbonnet is sort of a James Conner type, breaks a lot of tackles, better speed than Conner had. He has some big play ability. I think he can handle the load. Really solid all-around prospect. Mentioned Gibbs before. Gibbs is sort of the Austin Ekeler receiver weapon. Excelled at an extremely impressive program, obviously, carried the load there. But really where he affects the game is the passing game. And Dale mentioned Bijan. I mean, he's right there with Saquon Barkley in terms of the best running back prospects we've seen in 10, 20 years. I really have a hard time finding negatives about the player. He's terrific.
Yeah, Dale was like, you're up next.
Yeah.
Robinson, it's not a question of can he do it. It's just where's he going to go?
Where's he going to go is the big question.
When?
You know, when. Same thing really with Gibbs. Does Gibbs get into the bottom of the first round? Does he get slide somewhere into the second round? Because he's really got, as Matt mentioned, an Ekeler kind of Christian McCaffrey vibe to him. I'm with Matt. Charbonnet stays at 3 for me, but I can't put a chain that high at 180 pounds or 80-plus pounds. I also don't have Zach Evans up that high. Who I do have there at 4 is Tajay Spears out of Tulane. Lit up the Senior Bowl, ran really well at the combine. He's catches the ball well and does everything that you want out of today's modern back. And then at 5, I have Tank Bigsby out of Auburn. Again, a guy that catches the football. You had to be able to do that. You had to be bigger than 200 pounds to make my list and catch the football, because that's what you're looking for in today's NFL. So, you know, Bigsby does that. He's fast enough. He ran in the mid-4.5s at the combine. So I think, you know, when you look at those guys, I went for every down running backs with the exception of Gibbs, because I think Gibbs is kind of special in that regard. Not that these other guys don't have that opportunity, but I do think that these other guys can all carry the ball for you at least 200 times in a season.
Yeah, I went for home run hitters, and my list is a little different. I'm going to take Tank Bigsby and just move him off to the side there. I've got Spears at 5. I don't think he's necessarily an every down back, but boy, did he light up the Senior Bowl. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe it's a little bit of too much emphasis on something that's not an actual game.
Yeah.
But those practices, just the burst and acceleration, the gear he was playing at, was different than a lot of those guys down there.
Real quick, Mike, I just noticed he just cuts differently than anybody else at the Senior Bowl, too. I mean, yeah. They didn't have pads on. They're not breaking tackles. But the way he just sharp cuts were very, almost, very impressive.
Almost video game-esque, like you're hitting a button. Number four, I don't know if you guys know this about me or not. I watch a lot of Big Ten football. His kid's a player. His brother, the safety, is a player. Illinois was a story in college football this year, and this guy was all over it. I mean, running, catching, just a yards-gaining machine. And I'm very impressed with Chase Brown. I'm going to move Charbonnet over here. I have A-Chain checking in at number three because, again, that speed factor.
Sure.
Track background, but to me, this isn't, let's get a track guy and put him in a football suit and see if he can do a couple of things. This guy gets a seam, he's gone. He is gone. Mm-hmm. And he's tough, you know, not the biggest guy out there, but a track guy who can play football, not –
I wouldn't have as much of a problem with him if he were a wide receiver, but you know, little running backs take big hits, and that's why I just couldn't put him up that high.
Gibbs is, you know, latest thing off the assembly line in Tuscaloosa. I mean, go back.
But he's different than the other guys that they put out.
Yeah.
He's not one of these, you know, 6'2", 230-pound Greek gods. He's a true 200-pound guy.
Yeah, but they all are playing in a league.
They're all playing in a league and doing well. Yeah.
And really curious to see where Mr. Robinson goes. Got some ideas on that about the perfect fit. I don't know if the teams that he would be the perfect fit for are necessarily going to be inclined to take him. I don't know, 10th or 15th or wherever their picks come up. But you're going to hear a lot about this guy for a long time.
He's the wild card of this draft.
Yeah. One of the best players in the
without a doubt.
Top 10, top 5 of all but not necessarily going to be a top 10 or top 5 pick, but we shall see. That's going to do it for our running back group. I want to thank everybody for finding us, however, and wherever you found us, and remind you that we're going to be keep churning these position previews out, and we're going to do everything we can along those lines to get you ready for the NFL draft in Kansas City in late April. So keep it here, keep stopping by, and we'll keep trying to get you up to speed. For Matt Williamson and Dale Lawley, I'm Mike Persuda. This has been the NFL Draft Triple Take, brought to you by UPMC.